But, you know, when we think about the resurrection, it's not just some kind of story that's in this weird book called the Bible. It's something that can be really real for us here today. And I just want to talk a bit about that. You know, I don't know, has ever anyone here ever felt, maybe you're feeling like it right now, just in a time in life where things are really difficult? You know, maybe you're unwell or you're struggling financially or there's some relational things going on. Or maybe just life doesn't feel that great. And you might feel like, you know, you're in a really bad place with it, like you're in a pit. Has anyone ever felt like that? Or, you know, who's heard of this, who's watched or read the story, The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe? Anyone read that? You know, they talk about it there, of it being always winter in Narnia, but never Christmas. That's, you know, and maybe sometimes that's how we feel. Like life at the moment, it's always winter, but never Christmas. Maybe life's just mundane. And, you know, we all have times like that. You know, I've had times like that in life, times where I've been ill. You know, a few years ago, I went to visit Africa and I caught this virus and it made me ill for months and months. And it just felt like it was never going to end. It actually took me quite a few years to get over that. You know, I've had times when I've been struggling financially. It's felt all consuming, like you can't think of anything else. You know, maybe it's like family members who are unwell and you're caring for them. You know, I had time when my sister had a car accident and that was a really terrible time looking after her. And so we have these kind of times in life and it can feel for us a bit like what we celebrate on Good Friday felt like for the disciples. And I just want you to imagine with me, okay? Go back 2,000 years and just imagine that you are a first century Jew, okay? You're living in Palestine and you're being oppressed by the Romans and life is really awful, okay? And your scriptures and your God have promised you that a Messiah is going to come and is going to get you, set you free from this awful life that you're living. And so you've got this kind of a hope, but you don't know when this Messiah is coming or what it's going to be like. And then Jesus turns up, okay? This guy starts going round. He's teaching about things that you've never heard before. He's talking about love and generosity and forgiveness. He's doing crazy miracles. You know, he's healing people who've been ill for ages. You know, you yourself, a family member, gets healed. And you're like, wow, for the first time, life actually feels like there's some hope. There's some joy. You know, there's something different that's going to happen. And so life is starting to look different. This Jesus takes an interest in you. He believes in you. Okay. And then just imagine that this person is then killed, okay, in the most horrific way, on a cross. How do you think you'd be feeling? Yeah, awful. You'd feel like just hope was gone, in the pit of despair, yeah? So, you know, that's how the friends of Jesus, the followers of Jesus, were feeling on that Friday when Jesus was killed. They were in that pit of despair. The hope that they had seemed to have gone. They just didn't know what was going on. And then, 2 days later, on the Sunday, which we celebrate today, the most crazy, unimaginable thing happened. Jesus came back to life. Can you just imagine that? Your friend has been killed and then they come back to life. That's just like, what would you do with that? That would just blow your mind. Does anyone agree? You can speak back to me. It makes me feel happy. Let's just read a passage from the Bible all about that. So just imagine that we don't yet know that he's come back to life. And this is in John chapter 20. Now, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came early to the tomb while it was still dark and saw the stone already taken away from the tomb. So she ran and came to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and said to them, "They have taken away the Lord out of the tomb and we do not know where they have laid him." So Peter and the other disciple went forth and they were going to the tomb. The two were running together and the other disciple ran ahead faster than Peter and came to the tomb first. And stooping and lying in, he saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. And so Simon Peter also came following him and entering the tomb, and he saw the linen wrappings lying there and the face cloth which had been on his head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. So the other disciple who had first come to the tomb then also entered, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. So the disciples went away again to their own homes. But Mary was standing outside the tomb weeping. You know, Mary was one of Jesus' friends. And so as she wept, she stooped and looked into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting, one at the head and one at the feet, where the body of Jesus had been laying. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, and did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Stop clinging to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brethren and say to them, I ascend to my Father and your Father and my God and your God." Mary Magdalene came, announcing to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and that he had said these things to her. And after that, Jesus came and hung out with his friends, his disciples, and they saw that he had risen from the dead. And the thing that is important for us right now is that the resurrection isn't a story in the Bible. It's something real that happened. And it shows us that love can overcome everything, even death. You know, there's nothing that love can't overcome. And when we think about the evil things that can happen in our world and the suffering that people like us or others can experience, the good thing is that love can overcome these things, even death. And that's what the resurrection shows us. You know, one of our biggest fears as human beings is death. You know, we fear what will happen to us after we've died. We fear that we won't be able to, we'll lose our jobs, we won't have enough money to eat, we won't have a place to live, that we won't survive. You know, all these different things that we fear, if we put it, root it all back, it all comes back down to fear of death. But the thing is, Jesus has overcome death. Death, physical death, is not the end. You know, there is a hope of an eternal life with him. There's a hope that when Jesus finishes his work, that all the evil things that are happening in this world, he will get rid of that evil, that suffering, that there will be a new earth, that we will be able to enjoy an abundance life with him that's full of joy and peace and kindness and all of that stuff. That's what the resurrection shows us, that there's this promise of a new life. And for you today, if you're like, "That's all very well, but actually I need something to happen right now. I need something to change in my circumstances now." That resurrection life is here today. We experience it in our lives today. If you're wanting to see something shift in your life, Jesus can come and do something about it. And Kelly's just going to share a story of how she experienced this resurrection life in her life recently.
Yeah, so probably about a year ago, I was kind of in like a season or like time in my relationship with God where I just felt like I couldn't really feel him. And you know, I know that like, we all go through these times where we can't necessarily emotionally or physically feel God, you know, but we know in our heads that he's there because that is the truth. But, you know, I just was just in this place where I just felt like, "God, I can't feel you. I don't know where you are." And as kind of time went on, I just began, like, my hope began to kind of waver. And, you know, over the course from there to about, this was from about January to July last year, I felt like I literally had lost all of my hope for everything in my life. So all of the things that were once really enjoyable and that I, you know, really felt God in, just absolutely, just grew to hate them basically, because I just felt like no hope, no purpose in anything. And we were at our church weekend away, like during that period of time at some point, and I just like had this realization where I was like, oh my gosh, like I'm depressed. And I would just cry all of the time. You know, I'd be around people, be around everybody who loved me, everybody who was, you know, stuck by me during that time and was speaking really great things into my life, but I just felt completely empty on the inside. You know, I was surrounded by everybody, but felt completely like alone and disconnected, and just questioned everything kind of about God and life and what was the point. You know, there were moments of like where, you know, I'd be in my car. I know that I would never actually ever do this, but I just thought I could just like swerve into the other lane. You know, just really, really rubbish point in my life. And I've never had that before. And I didn't keep it to myself. I kind of told people kind of vaguely, because I, you know, in my head I was like, this is fine, I'll get through it, like it will pass. And as time went on, it just didn't. And so I just felt stuck in this horrible like pit, basically, despair that Vicky was talking about. And I had lined up in the August of last year a summer school, like a worship summer school, and I went to that. It was 10 days long, and like somehow God just completely broke through. And and I came out of those 10 days and felt literally like I was a new person. I felt like all of my hope had been restored, all of my joy, everything about life had like color again. That's the only way that I could kind of describe it. Like I felt alive again. And you know, all it was from just spending some time with God and having people around me who wouldn't give up on me, people who stood by me, and even when I had no hope, like they had hope for me. So I just want to say, like, if you are in a place where you just feel like you don't feel like there's any point to life or any purpose to things, or you just feel like not very much hope, like, I just want to say that there is light at the end of the tunnel and you do get through it. Like, Jesus is good enough and he's strong enough and powerful enough to give you all the hope you need in the world. You know, just to know that he does not give up on you. Like, he didn't give up on me. People don't give up on you. So, yeah.
Thank you. So, you know, sometimes you might, people say the phrase around Easter, it's Friday, but Sunday's coming. And it's kind of a phrase that can bring out that whole thing of Friday, the depths of despair, but there's a hope that it's not going to stay in that place. Sunday is the resurrection. And maybe for some of you in circumstances in your life at the moment, it feels like it's Friday. And maybe at the moment you don't even have any hope, but there is a hope that God can come with his resurrection life and bring that Sunday. You know, maybe there are things that we're really, really desperate for in our lives. We really want to see, longings of our heart. Maybe we're carrying disappointments and God is just wanting to come and bring healing into those and for those heart's desires to come into being. You know, sometimes, you know, difficult things do happen. Loved ones do die. Disappointments happen, but even in those places, God is still with us, restoring us and bringing something good out of a terrible thing that's happened. And so I just want us just to take a few moments now. Before we do that, just, you know, maybe for some of us, you know, we don't have a personal friendship with God and we're intrigued by it. You know, maybe you want to think about that today. What would it be like if I actually had God in my life? If I actually believed that he was real and he loved me, he cared about me, he wanted to be involved in the day-to-day of my life. You know, maybe for some of us, we do have that friendship with God, but we're in that place where we feel like we're living in a Friday, that hope is gone. Just want to encourage you just to meditate on who God is and his promises and get people to pray for you that you'll see some change in your circumstances. But maybe if you feel comfortable, let's just close our eyes for a moment and just have a few moments by ourselves where we just be silent and just reflect on where we're at. Do we feel like it's a Friday in our lives at the moment? You know, maybe for some of us, we do feel like we're living a Sunday, which is fantastic. But for some of us, maybe there are things going on in our lives that it feels like it's Friday and we need hope to believe that things can change. And let's just think about that for a moment. And for those of us who feel like there are circumstances in our lives that are more like Friday, I just want to pray for us and just believe that God is listening and that he will do something. So Lord, we just pray for those of us who feel like circumstances in our life are more like a Friday where we're lacking in hope. We just can't deal with being ill anymore. Financial situations are just getting on the top of us. Or we just feel alone or just down and lacking joy. Whatever it is, God, we just thank you that you see us in those places. And we just pray right now that if we feel like that, that even as we sit here, we just have a sense that you're with us, that you love us, a sense of hope coming back, of peace in those circumstances and joy. And Lord, we pray that those circumstances will begin to change, that you would bring healing into our lives, healing into relationships, that desires of our heart that haven't happened would happen and things would begin to change. And that, Lord, we remember this day and know that it's you at work in those circumstances. Amen. So I just want to say that if any of you would like any prayer into any of those things that maybe God has brought up at this talk, I'd really love to pray for you. You can come and speak to me after the meeting.